Oh yeah, Omer Ameimer. So Ameimer says now that's how we say that water is not mavatal. The mechitzes is not mavatal. The dira of a behu dechazin latashmishta. It has to be that the water is roy to be used for something. Behu dechazin latashmishta. You could use the water. So Pashat Rashi says latashmishta means l'shtiya. It's drinking water. It's like rain water that came into your backyard. It's filled it up there, but you could drink that water. Yeah, Rashi says the ein lacha dira mula mizu. The water is very, if that's called the gudira. Whereas the water is being established to the person. The person is going to use the water. Come out like the same svar we had on the Chachamim in the first Mishnah here. That we had that Pasi Broyis also. The first Chachamim said in the first Mishnah that a Pasi Broyis, even though it's more than a base of Sayim, still it's mutter. Because since you have drinking water inside there, that's considered like hukos l'dira. You want to use the water to drink, it's called the tashmish of the person, it's called like his dira is there. So here also, if the water is drinkable water, then it's called hukos l'dira. Some you shouldn't learn lavdak was drinkable, abi could be mishtamish even for kfisa. If you use it for washing your clothing, it's also called a diridik a purpose. That you could use it for tashmish. You could wash your clothing there. That's also brought down lalocha. Bakopan, the water has to be roy for something. Avul echazl tashmishta, loyitsu is very dirty water that you can't use it for any purpose. Then loy. Then treat this mavatul the shem dira. Because lamaisi, you're not going to sit there in a puddle of water. And we'll soon see, it's talking about the water mamish went down deep, at least 10 tefachim deep down. If the water did not go down deep 10 tefachim, that's called nothing. A puddle of water on top of the ground does not mavatul any din on the ground. It's talking about where it went deep down 10 tefachim. So pshita, if the water is dirty water that you can't use it, so lamaisi, you're not going to live there. Nor what there should be a din dira, because you could use the water. But if the water is loy chazia, so treat this mabatul the shem dira. Then it's not called the dira. Now, Zot Gemara. Omer Rav Ashi, O dechazmul tashmishta, nami, that we say when the water is drinkable, you could use the water, so we say it's mutter, it's still called the mokam dira there, loy amar nela shein biyanko yaisim evesasayim, where the depth, or where the water is, the water itself does not occupy a place of a base of sign. It's not 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Avlim yesh b'yonkoi, yoysim a base of sign. But if the place where the water is itself is mamish like it's 10 tefachim deep, and it's wide, a base of sign, then osur. That's mavatal then. Once it's so wide to be a base of sign, that makes it not royal adira, and it's mavatal. Kurut is shver asvaro. And the Mora says, v'lav milsi, avada that's not emis. What do I care if it's wider than a base of sign? So what? We're saying now, but since the water is drinkable, you could use the water, it glides like a sukkah for dira, like you're going to live there. And in the mokum that you're going to live there, have tashmish there, no matter how wide it is, it's mutter. So I said, the avamina was that since it goes down yutfachim deep, maybe it's called a new mokum by itself. Since it goes down yutfachim deep, and it's wide, the base of sayin, that should be considered like a new mokum by itself, and you can't be metautal. Empty gemara naim blav milsi. What's the raya? Midi the avya karya the peri. It's not worse than a kara means you have a ditch where you store your peris there, or else a pile full of peris. But even though you have a very wide pile full of peris, that's namish more than a base of sign wide, and the pile comes up, Rashi has two pshatim. One shot is the pile comes up 10 tefachim high. Still on Shabbos, people go and take peris out of this pile. And we don't say, look at the pile like it's a reshus by itself, and you can't take the peris. No, shita, you could use those peris. The second shot in Rashi is that you have like a ditch, that is 10 tefachim down deep, and it's very wide. Even though you have peris stored there, havad, you let it go down there and take the peris. Here also, even though you have the water that's 10 tefachim deep, and a base of sayim wide, so what? But lamaisa, since the water is drinkable, you could use it. It's called oymu ladira there, so it's not mavatul rishus, it's called the mechitzas ahukof ladira, and you're allowed to be metatul, doesn't have a shame, caramelous there. Let's see Rashi. Tab Rashi, shein boimkoi yoyser al beis asayim. Kloimer. Shein oimkoi shomayim nifshat b'roichev yoyser al beis asayim. Only if the water does not spread out over a shetach of more than a beis asayim. The yoimkoi shostam mayim, the Rashi says, how deep is usually stam mayim levatu mekloimoi? That there should be a shaila, that this water should be mevatu the mokum and give it a new din, of mevatu the medin karkam yutfachim. Rashi shittis has to at least be yutfachim deep, the water. If there's some a puddle of water, if you have a puddle of water, if it's not yutfachim deep, shita, it's still called rishus yochid, it's still called rishus rabin. A puddle of water does not affect the din on the karka. So Rashi learns that was sugyoso. If the water would not be deep, 10 tvochen, pshit to be mutter. Havadav doesn't affect the din of the karker. We're only talking about where it is, yut tvochen deep. And now that it's a base of sayim wide, the first man yamin wants to say it's usher. Since it's such a wide mukim, it's called a new place by itself, it's also to metaltal. And the Teretz says, no, what do I care how wide it is, but it's still called hukah for dira. And it's not worse than this a pile of peris you have. Shrashi kri de peri, kri shal peris, you have a pile of peris. So the first shot is, gevoya sorum. Even if you have a big pile of apples that are 10 tfachim high, v'roichiv k'roichiv beis kurum. Your mamash have it a mile long. You have a tremendous big pile full of apples. Is lebot l'teris dira misham. Nobody's going to tell you on Shabbos you can't take apples out of this pile and say this pile now is like a new place by itself. It doesn't have a shame dira, it has it in karmelis. Pshit, it's still called a makam dira. Melo mayim aruin l'shtiyam. If you have this water now, we're saying it's drinkable, it's k'peris dummy. It's the same thing like you have peris there. So even though the water is yutzfachim deep, and it's more than a base of sayim wide, so what? It's drinkable water, it's called hukah for dira. Nishnachmin, another pshat Rashi has is, mida de'eva yakari de'peri means sheicha amuka. You have a ditch deep down. Shematni and shamperis, you hide your peris like in a bor. Shafa pi shamukim shamharbe. Even though the bor is very deep down and very wide, still nightly name is Shabbos. Hamad, you take out the peris on Shabbos. And we don't say it's called like a mukim by itself. So here's this water also, even though the water is yutzfachim deep down, so what? Since it's drinkable water, it's right to be used, Avad is not Mabato the Shem Dira. And that's the halacha. That this water, if it's drinkable water, or I think the halacha, it's also brought down, even if it's just water that you could use for kfisa, you could wash with it, it's also called hukah for dira, and it's not Mabato the Mechitzis. But Avad is providing that it's dead water. It's water that's not running. If it will be running water, that would always be a din karmelis. Any running water has always had a din karmelis to it. Yeah, right. Tomorrow, who rochba? There was a rochba is the backyard. This is picture 91. Start, look at it, page 63. Picture 91. There was a hu rochba. You had a backyard, a rochba. The have they befum nahara. It was in this place, the whole city was called fum nahara. Yechad gisa have a psicha lamosa. One side of the rochba opened up, like the upper part of it opens up into the movi, into the city. There's one part of this backyard opened up into a movi, into the city. The chad gisa, the other side of this backyard, have a psicha l'shvil shakramin. It opened up into a pathway through the vines, through the grapes that were growing. There was a shvil shakramin. It was a path to go through the vines. That's the other side of this rechava opened up into. Now, shvil shakramin, this shvil, this long road that has vines on both sides of it, have a solid laguda nahara. At the end of the road, there was the river. The mamish ended up to the banks of the river. That's the matzav here was. They have a solak legudud in the hara. At the other end of the shvil shakramin, came to a bank of the river. Yeah. That was the matzav. Let's see Rashi. He rechava. Rashi, it was a backyard. Now it was yaisim a base of sayim. It was a chsarin. It was more than a base of sayim heavy. For lo yukos adira. We're talking about you did not have a back entrance to your house. So you cannot get from your house into the backyard. So the backyard was not hukah for dira, and it was more than a base of sayim. So chura, this rochba now that's in the middle, has a din karmelis on it. So since it has a din karmelis on it, the chura should asa the mavui, and it should asa the shvil shakramim, you can't carry in either places. So Rashi, pum nahorum, shem mokum, that was the name of the place. Nachad gisa psuch lamosa. One side of the rochba, one side of the backyard, opened up into the city, into the mavui. Rashi lamavui shavir. It opened up into an alleyway that was in the city. Shekol l'rochba zu. The Mavri opened up into the Rechava, into this Karmelis. And on the other side of this Karmelis, of this Rechava, was a Shvil Shakramin. Trashi Durin Hoyabur, like this picture here, there used to be houses there. People used to live in between the vines. So it was called Hukah Fadir inside the Shvil Shakramin. And there were grapes growing there. And so this Rechava opened up into this a road that went through the vines. Now the Shiloh was like the Gemara, Omer Abaye Hechi Nevid. What can we do here now to be matter to carry on Shabbos from the Shvil, from the road through the grapes into the Rechava, and from the Rechava into the Movi? Because the Chura, this Rechava now right smack in the middle, is called the Karmelis. Since it's more than a base of Sayim, and it's not Hukah for Dira, it has a din Karmelis on it. So you're not allowed to be metalto there. So Chura, this should ask the Movi, and should ask the Shvil Shakramin. So both should be Aser. and the Yetzer now you wanted to be Mesakan the Rotsi Metaltal in it. You wanted to be Metaltal in the Rechava and in the other places also. So the Rapushan Yetzer would have been, like we had before, was break down the wall of the Rechava and then build it up again and make the Hukkah for Dira. But Rashi, I will soon say, Rashi, that was very hard to do. It was a very strong wall there. It was too hard to knock down the wall of the Rechava. That's the Rashi. Hey, Chinevet, what can we do here? Shrashi le Mishrina le Kula, in order to be matter you to carry in all these three places. Shirei Rechava zu Kamlis. The first thorn is this Rechava has it in Kamlis to it. The Yoiseris kol Amovi. The Melech asks now you can't walk, you can't carry in the Movi. The Yesashvil, who are then you can't carry in this road through the grapes? Sheyesh lo Sholosh Mechitzis. Because both the Movi and the Shvil have three Mechitzis. Because the other side of this road through the Kramim was saying ended up by the bank of the river. Now the bank of the river itself is called the Good Mechitza. It comes up Yutfachim, the bank, that's called the Good Mechitza there. So the kid said the Shul Shakram has three Mechitzas around it. He Shagvoya Sorum. Abul Horachova Oisrosim. But the Sorin is the Rechov is in the middle and it's a Carmelis. So it asks both on the Shvil and on the Movi. Lefisha Prutzim and the Meluyim. Because the Shvil is open 100% completely, like with the Gimel, with the entrance from the Shvil to the Rechavit, that's open completely. So the whole road of the Shvil, of the Kramim, is opened up into a Karmelis. So the Karmelis acts as on the Shvil. The Shvil becomes also now. The Karmelis. V'hod yamina perakamai, we learned before, im hoyim movi kol l'rochbo en sarach klum. We had a Gemara before, if the Movi opens up to Rechavo, it's mutter. The terrace was there, talking about a backyard, but Mekefas Adira. The other Rechava was a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it wasn't the Carmelis. Why you bought urine? People lived there. There was a door from your house into the backyard. But here in our case, where the Rechava had no urine, you had no door from your house opening up into the backyard. The Mela Carmelis, it hasn't been Carmelis on it, is Osir. Therefore, it's Osir to Metatl in the Rechava, and since the Shevil and the Movi both open up completely to the Rechava, it's Poros B'Meluya to a Mokam Osir, it becomes Osir to Metatl in the Movi in the Shevil. K'dermina b'hit shemaita b'biko, mikana b'biko mikan. Is a Chorzat Rashi Eichi Nevis, so what can we do now to be matter, to make the Rechava Ois Carmelis? To be matter to metatl all these places. Shrashi lati miskula. Shrei roitzim yashav l'shtamash ben b'nei yir. O liyos mekefos adira. So the first pshat Rashi is saying is that the b'nei yir wanted now to start use this rechava. In other words, they wanted to live there now. They wanted to take the chairs there, they'll sit there. So the people from the Movi wanted to live inside this rechava. So l'maisa now, the rechava now, this backyard, gets the shame hukuf adira. But the mice is no good, because the mechitzes were made with chila, it was still a hukah for dirum. So it's still called a karmelis. Rashi, v'shuv loitevi karmelis. Really, it shouldn't be a karmelis now. V'tei hi v'kula materis. V'aminin liyel, the hukah for tzvei posach lemhani. But we learned before, if first you made the mechitzes, and later you change your mind to live there, it doesn't help you. Now, v'gedeh shalavonim hoysa rechav azu. This rechava had strong mechitzes all around. It's made out of stones. The Koshalem Lifrit Spiritsa Yesam Yeser. It was very hard to do the Eitzah of the Gemara before. Before the Gemara gave Eitzah, make a Piritsa more than 10 amas wide, so that breaks the whole Mechitza, and then build it up again, you're building up a new Mechitza L'Shem Dira. So Rashi says here, this wall was very thick, it was a strong wall that couldn't break through. O the Gadrila Dira, Adait L'Shtamish Bo B'nei Movi. O Shvil Mehashto, V'lehebik Pesach L'Psei Chukach Kishmul. So it's very hard to do that Eitzah, to first break a hole more than 10 amas wide, and then fix it up. So Shaila, without breaking down the old wall, how can we be misakan now this Rechava to give it a din of Hukah Fadira? That to add something to the Mechitzas, to give these Mechitzas now like a new Shein Mechitza, and the new Mechitzas are Hukah Fadira. Because really now the people in the Mavi decided to live in the Rechava. So now there are people living there. Just the old Mechitzas were not made for that purpose. So how do we change the old mechitzas to give them a new din mechitzas? That's the shayla. And for the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Hechi Nevi, what can we do? Levid lay mechitzam, agud din horo. Let's build up a wall on top of the bank of the river. It's all the way down where the shvil shakramin come out into the river, so it has a shem mechitza there ready. Let's build on top of the bank another mechitza. So since we're making a new mechitza now, it's considered we're making a new mechitza l'shem dira. Eshtan's emphasis of the Gemara, a nice mechitza gav mechitza. There's no such yisoid. since Lamaisa, the bank of the river, has a Shein Mechitza, because the bank goes down more than Yutfachim until you get to the water, so once you have a Mechitza, Yutfachim hide, you could build Haifa's Mug and 100 feet on top of it, you're not be Mois of any Din Mechitza. It has a Shein Mechitza ready. No matter how high you make it now, you don't give a new Shein Mechitza. So you didn't do anything. Rashi, never lay mechitza shokanim. Agudas in horror. Koina. Levi shvil kumaisav ala rechava. Let's make this shvil like we'll be moisav it onto the rechava. Then a heavy rechava shvil chad. We'll make now the shvil, this path, through the vines, like part of the rechava. Then a heavy ach mechitza the avdina b'shvil adatid the dirum. And we'll make this new wall now on top of the bank of the river. L'shem dirum. L'shtamish master b'nei shvil b'rechavam, that the people from the shvil living in the shvil, the people living in this vineyard, should be able to live in the rechavam. Is tilo avdinan le rechavam gufa l'dirum, that the testicle saif hukif. The teretz is, it doesn't help you anything. Einayse mechitza gada mechitza, kiv on the good the gavoy yasora. Since the bank of the river is 10 tfachim high, or the water is 10 tfachim deep, komashu masifan aleyag bo oise mechitza atzma heavy. Kozeman, you pick up, make a mechitza top of it, it's the same mechitza you had before. Shrei im hoya magvia kol mechitza sarachov uladira. Lemhani, achi yifris bo pritzis oiseris, viachti viigdil uladira. That wasn't the nesa before. If you have the old mechitzas to build on top of the mechitzas, that's nothing. The ikka mechitzas are the bottom 10 tfachin. You add higher and higher, you're not doing anything. So the kitzi didn't make anything new here to give it a shame. These new mechitzas are made the shame dira. So that wouldn't help you just to build up on top of the old mechitzas. So that's not a good answer. So the Gemara Nochan answer is, V'levid lei tzuras ha-pesach apum u'dishvil, shokromen. I tell you, let's make a tzuras ha-pesach now, onto the opening from the rechava into the shvil shokromen. So what is the tzuras ha-pesach going to help? That we're saying right now, in the shvil itself, it's also to be metalto right now. Because the shvil only has three mechitzes around it. The fourth side is open completely to the Carmelis. The Carmelis, the rechava as is on the shvil. So the answer is now, let's put a tzuras ha-pesach by the entrance to the rechava into the shvil. If you make a tzuras ha-pesach there, that lies like a good mechitza now for the shvil. So the shvil has its own mechitza separated from the Carmelis. So now there's a svara. Since this good tzuras ha-pesach you made helps for the shvil, who adin now is like a migul. It'll also help for the rechava, as if you gave a new mechitza to the rechava, and this new mechitza was made the shem dira, that would make the rechava into a hukas of dira now. The Rashi says, "Leva leitzuras apesach apuma de shvil shakromin de pasuach the rechava." That really this shvil was saying now is also to metaltol, because it's open completely to the Carmelis. But now if you put a tzuras apesach at the entrance, it's a migul. It's a migul, the mani lishvil. Shilo yehe poros the rechava. Since the tzuras ha-pesach is going to, it's like a mechitza. It's going to help you. You're allowed to carry now in the shvil shakramim. So mela, shilo yehe poros the rechava. Shafilu oya pesuch l'shusharabim moyuloi. Even if it would have been open to a shusharabim, a tzuras ha-pesach helps. Is mela, is a migul, lahani nami le rechava. Let the tzuras ha-pesach, since it's by the entrance to the rechava, let it help for the rechava also. Lias la toisvis ze hekafadira. As if to say this extra din mechitzi apudia of a tzuras ha-pesach should help for the rechava. See, even though for the rechava itself it has no vertlach for the rechava itself, because this pesach of the rechava is less than yud amos wide. So really for the rechava itself there's no pirtza there. No gets to the rechava itself, the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help anything, because the tzuras ha-pesach is nothing. There's no pirtza there. No, it's a migul. Since no gets to the shvil shakramim, this road downstairs, this road is open completely into the rechava. So it's also, if you put a tzuras ha-pesach at the entrance, the tzuras ha-pesach helps our korbanim for the shvil, so it's a migul. Migul, this mechitza helps for the shvil part, who I did now let it help for the rechava part, and as if you made a new mechitza for the rechava, and this new mechitza was made the shein dira, therefore you make this rechava no more carmelis. Now it blives like a sukkah for dira, and it's mutter to metautel. So that should be a good etzah. If the Gemara is not practical here, if the Gemara omalei, if the Gemara osi gemalei shadulei, the what was the gemal and the camels of the city used to come through the rechava, through the shvil shakramim, in order to drink the water from the river. Now when camels walked through there, they pushed themselves on the side. So Rashi says we're talking about the Pesach, the entrance is very narrow. So when the camels come through, they're going to knock on both sides of the entrance. So the zichah knocked down the tzuras ha-pesach. So it's not practical to put a Tzuras HaPesach there, because when the camels walk through, they're going to knock down the Tzuras HaPesach. And Metzius Tikazach. We're talking about the entrance was not wide enough. When the camels walk through, they always bump into the sides, so the Zicha knock down the Tzuras HaPesach. Elohim Rabbi, let's buy another Reitzah. Leved Lechi a Pischa de Shvil Shakramin. Let's just put a Lechi. A Lechi is not like a Tzuras HaPesach. You only need two pieces of wood on both sides. You only need Mamash Mashu. If we had a lechi, it doesn't have any shear how wide and thick it has to be. His body is surah sepest after two lechis has to be strong enough to makabal a delis. They have to be strong. By a lechi, it could be the smallest amount you want. So I said the kashri is, even though the gemalim go through there, but they won't knock down a lechi. A lechi is a very thin piece of wood. You only put on one side, so put up just a lechi on one side, and there'll be also a migu here. A pishle shvil shakramin. The migu is a mahani lishvil shakramin. Since the shvil now also has a shem movi to it. What we're talking about now, you have houses living inside the shvil, so it has a shem movi here right now, that a lechi helps on it. Or even, really, mikra din, we had the gemara before, a chotzer also. Even a chotzer helps a lechi. On its side, a chotzer is longer than it is wider, a lechi also helps by a chotzer. So the kids of this shvil shakramim has the head to just put a lechi. If you put a lechi at the entrance from the rechava, it'll be matir. It's not called poros anymore to the karmelis. So the lechi is going to help now to make the shvil shakramim into reshus yochid. So there's a migu. Migu, this lechi is going to help. Or the shvil, who are going to help for the rechava? As if we did something new to the rechava, and this new lechi was done l'shem dira, so it'll be matir the rechava and make it nice karmelis. That's the kasha. But there is migu. Hey, the migu the man of the shvil shakram man of the name of the rechava or malay rov and for rov and night is exera why it doesn't help here yoimru lechi moya le shvil shakram in the alma it's exera here we don't want to be mad to this shvil shakram in with only a lechi because the meister the shvil shakram the road that goes through the vineyards usually is open on both sides usually it's called like a movi mafulish that on both sides it's open. It's open one side to the Rechava, and usually the other side of the Shvil Shakramin is opened up into Rishus Rabin. So anytime you have like a Mavi Mufulish, then it doesn't open Lechi. On a real Mavi Mufulish, you have to put a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and on the other side you can have a Lechi. But just a Lechi on one side doesn't help. Now Lamaisa, this Shvil, even though the other side comes down to the bank of the river, that really the bank of the river is the Mechitzam, so really this Mavi has to be Mechitzis, but it's a Gzeira, or to other Shvilim Shokromim. Usually a road that goes through the vineyard doesn't have any ends to it. You go through to one street into another street. So usually it's open on both sides, so Rabbanan said, don't be mocking here with Lechi. A Lechi is not a good Eitzam. Even though this Shvil would help a Lechi, because here it has three Mechitzis at the bank of the river there, but usually most Shvil Shokromim do not have three Mechitzis. They don't want to be Semich on a Lechi. So I said, to put a Lechi on this Eitzam is also no good. To put a Tzuras HaPesach is also no good. So here we have no Eitzes yet. And for the Gemara, yeah, that's exactly what says the Migo Dema. Elo Amarovam. Avdinin le lechi le pischa de mosa. The Torah says, stop worrying about by the Shvil Shakramim, but let's look at the other side. The Rechava, the other side of the Rechava is opened up into the Movi, opened up into the city. So that entrance, where the Movi opens up into the Rechava, on that side, let's put a Lechi. Avdinin le lechi le pischa de mosa. The Migu, the Mahani le lechi, le mosa, Mahani nami le Rechava. That Migu, this Lechi, is going to help for the Movi itself. Because the Movi, why should it be Osir? Because it's opened into a Karmelis. If you put a Lechi there at the entrance to the Movi, it's not to the Movi. So Migu, this Lechi helps for the Movi, it will also help for the Rechava. So Blanzi, you're making a Mechitza to the Rechava, now Lashem Dira, will become Mutter. So the Gemari Hilkach. Now, once this is a good Eitz Lechura, Hilkach, Tetule Bimasa Gufa Shari. Pshita, in the Movi itself, Pshita, you're allowed to be the Talta right now. Because the Movi has three Mechitzas around it. On the fourth side, you put a Lechi. So Pshita, in the Movi itself, it could be Metalto. Shari Tetule. For Rechava Gufa Shari. In the Rechav itself, also Pshita, you're allowed to be Metalto. Because since you put a Lechi, and the Lechi helped for the Rechava, and as if you were Moisa from Mechitza to the Rechava, L'shem Dira. So the Rechav itself has its own Shem Rishus HaYochid. It's called now the Mechitza HaHukos L'Dira. Pshita, if you have a Keli that's inside the Rechav on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Metalto in the Rechava. It's no more Karmelis, it has it in Rishus HaYochid. That's Pshita. Now the Shailer is though, Mimosa L'Rechava. Omer Rechava L'Mosa. What about carrying now from the Movi into the Rechava? Could you metaltle a keli that was in the Movi on Shabbos into the Rechava? Even though they're both called Rishus HaYochid, are you allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid into the other Rishus HaYochid? This is a machloikis. So the more pligibor Ravach and Ravina. It's a machloikis Ravach and Ravina. Chad also, the Chad Shari. One says it's also. Even though each one by itself is mutter, each one is called Rishus HaYochid, even with the Tulei, but to carry directly from the Movi into the Rechava, that's also. And one says no, still it's mutter. And Allah Chabad, we hold it's mutter. To the bottom Rashi, Tatula the Mosad Gufashari, to a Sharin and lay by Lechi. Lamaisa the Movi now has a Lechi at the fourth entrance, so Pshita the Movi is Mutum. Fafilu he, the Rechava Asurin Zem Zem, even on its side the Rechava would have a Din Carmelis, still the Movi would be Mutum. Shnei Mishtam Shem Liatzmon, Kishrei Chater, the Pesa Beneim, the Chaim Rechava Gufo. I mean, Pshita the Movi by itself is Mutum, it has a Lechi to it. And Hanua, then the Rechava by itself is also Mutter now. But now that we're saying you put this Lechi, it has a Din Mechitza, like a Migu Digadin. Migu, it helps for the Movil, helps for the Rechava, and it's called the Mechitza, look also Dira. So the Rechava itself is also Mutter to Metautel. The Shalom is from one to the other, what's the Locha? So that's the Machlaikas of Achim Ravina. So the Gemara, Man Bishori, the one that says is Mutter to Metautel, from the Movui, into